أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأصلي وأسلم الصلاة والتسليما يلقان بمقام أمير الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. صل اللهم وسلم وبارك على هذا النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميامين، أما بعد. جماعة المسلمين، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يريدون ليطفئوا نور الله بأفواههم والله متم نوره ولو كره الكافرون. هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. وقال تعالى: يريدون أن يطفئوا نور الله بأفواههم ويأبى الله إلا أن يتم نوره ولو كره الكافرون. هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. صدق الله العظيم. Our first ayah, Surah As-Saff, verse 8 and 9. Surah As-Saff, verse 8 and 9. And the second one, Surah At-Tawbah, verse 32 and verse 33. Verse 33 and verse 9 are exactly the same. But verse number 7 and verse number 32 have slight variations in the choice of words that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen for these verses. And in these verses, subhanallah, we are reassured. In these verses, we find peace, we find hope. These verses, they enter our hearts bardan wa salaman. They enter our hearts coolly and peacefully. Because what I'm about to speak about today, Jamaatul Muslimin, is the bigger picture. This is the bigger picture. And what is the bigger picture? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, yuridun. They want. What do they want? Who are they? The enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The enemies of Islam and the Muslimin. The enemies of the Ummah of Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. What do they want? Yuriduna liyutafi'u nur Allahi. They want to put out the light of Allah. They want to put out the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahu mutim, with what? Bi afwahihim. They want to put out the light of Allah with their mouths. With their mouths. This is their, and has been for a long time now. At least for the last 100 years. Just over 100 years. Well, they've been trying longer, but they have had more scope in being able to do this in the last 100 years, since the fall of our Khilafah, since the fall of our Islamic Empire, the last Islamic Empire, the Ottoman Empire. يريدون ليطفئوا نور الله بأفواههم. They want to put out the light of Allah with their mouths. With their propaganda, Now more recently with their Islamophobia, the demonization of Islam, and especially political Islam. And we don't differentiate politics just like economics, just like marital relations, just like going to the toilet is all part of Islam. A complete way of life. Total submission and surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They want to put out the light of Allah with their mouths. Wallahu mutimmu nurihi, but Allah completes and perfects His light. Otherwise, it's impossible. It's impossible to put out the light of Allah. Walau kariha al-kafirun, even if the disbelievers dislike it, they will try, and they will try harder, and even harder. And with their mouths, they will even create wars. So with their mouths, they create propaganda. With their mouths, they are even effecting change in Muslim lands, to their laws, to the curriculum in their schools and universities, even to their courts. So this is primarily a war of words. And even with their words, they bring physical wars. They bring death and destruction. But the main goal is, whether it is via way of economic wars, whether it is making war on ideology, ma'arakat al-wa'i, the psychological war, or whether it is the physical war. The main aim is to extinguish the light of Allah. Islam must even end up on the back burner for Muslims. All they must do, they must just pray. In fact, that's a problem as well. But they must just have some sort of affinity with their religion, but not involve themselves in anything else, especially political. Especially political. يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. Allah completes and perfects His light, even if the disbelievers dislike it. And with regards to physical war, and this is something that we touched on last week, and I just want to reiterate it. Firstly, from the Quran, وَمَنْ يَقْتُلْ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمِّدًا فَجَزَاؤُهُ جَهَنَّمْ خَالِدًا فِيهَا وَغَدِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَلَعَنَهُ وَعَدَّلَهُ عَذَابًا عَظِيمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whoever kills a believer on purpose, then Allah will throw them in the fire forever. Allah's wrath will be on them. Allah will curse them, and Allah will prepare for them an immense torment. Five punishments. Whoever kills a believer. Yes, we know that all life is sacred. All innocent life is sacred. وَمِنْ أَجْلِ ذَلِكَ كَتَبْنَا عَلَى بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ أَنَّهُ مَنْ قَتَلَ نَفْسًا بِغَيْرِ نَفْسٍ أَوْ فَسَادٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَكَأَنَّمَا قَتَلَ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا وَمَنْ أَحْيَاهَا فَكَأَنَّمَا أَحْيَى النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. Because of that, because of the murder of when Qabil killed Habil, when Cain killed Abel, we wrote for Bani Israel, and that law hasn't been abrogated, the sanctity of life. وَلَا تَقْتُلُ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives that to us in the wasaya al-ashar. We also have al-wasaya al-ashar, our own 10 commandments in the Holy Quran. And one of them, do not take the life, that which Allah has made sacred, except through justice. So after the killing of Qabil, when he killed Habil, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and because of that, we wrote for Bani Israel that whoever takes a life without it being for a life, qisas, life for a life, or spreading mischief on the earth, then it is as if they have killed the whole of mankind. And whoever saves one life, it is as if they have saved the whole of mankind. So generally, life is sacred. But the life of a believer, Allahu Akbar, five punishments, look at that. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من أعان على قتل مسلم ولو بشطر الكلمة جاء يوم القيامة مكتوبا بين عيني آيس من رحمة الله. And whoever helps in the killing of a Muslim بأفواههم, Allah says, with their words, with their mouths. They want to put out the light of Allah with their mouths. If they can't do it psychologically, if they can't do it economically, then literally they will get people to kill the Muslims. And the word for kill in Arabic is uqtul. So even if a person says uq, like the word in English is kill, even if the person says ki, without the two L's, but intends for somebody to kill a Muslim, they will appear in front of Allah on the Day of Judgment, written on their foreheads, despaired of the mercy of Allah. وَمَنْ آذَى مُسْلِمًا بِغَيْرِ حَقٍ فَكَأَنَّمَا هَدَمَ بَيْتُ اللَّهِ. And whoever hurts a Muslim unjustly, it is as if they have destroyed the house of Allah. What is the other riwayah we did? لَهَدْمُ الْكَعْبَةِ حَجَرًا حَجَرًا أَهْوَنُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ قَتْلِ امْرِئٍ مُسْلِمٍ. For the Kaaba to be destroyed stone for stone is less of an enormity in the eyes of Allah than the killing of a single Muslim. You got the picture? You got the picture? يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. They want to put out the light of Allah with their mouths. And they are doing it. Not putting out the light of Allah. وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِ. Allah completes and perfects His light. They cannot put out the light of Allah. When I say they are doing it, they are trying their best at it. Spending all their money for it. Creating all the wars and massacres to realize it. But Allah completes and perfects His light, even if the disbelievers dislike it. هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. It is He, Allah, who has sent His messenger with the guidance and the religion of truth, that it might outshine, لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّ. It might outshine all other religion. It might outshine all other religion. What does this mean? This has to do, of course, with شِرْعَةً وَمِنْهَاجًا. Because Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is an-nasikh. He is the abrogator. And everything else is mansukh, is abrogated. And what did he bring? He brought the completion, culmination and perfection of the law and the way. وَلِكُلِّنْ جَعَلْنَا مِنْكُمْ شِرْعَةً وَمِنْهَاجًا. For all of you, we've made for you a law and a way. In as far as aqidah is concerned, we are on the same tawheed of our father Adam and our father Ibrahim, the prophet with which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has named this faith, Millata Ibrahim Hanifa, 8 times in the Quran. Why? I explained this some time ago. Why is our faith, tawheed, named after Ibrahim, the religion of Abraham, Millata Ibrahim? Because he's the first messenger to bring tawheed with any lasting effect. So la ilaha illallah, that is millatu Ibrahim. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this is the completion, culmination and perfection of deen with the law and the way that was given to our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam via the last and final revelation of the Holy Quran by Jibreel alayhi salatu wasallam. لِيُذْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّ. Al-Busayri, in his poem, he says, Allahu Akbar, إِنَّ دِينَ مُحَمَّدٍ وَكِتَابَهُ أَقْوَى وَأَقْوَى مُقِيلًا. Allah is greater than everyone and everything. Indeed, the religion of Muhammad and his book is stronger and most upright in speech than any other speech. It's the only book that's been preserved. The other books have been corrupted. لا تذكر الكتب السوالف عنده طلع الصباح فأطفأ القنديلة فأطفأ القنديلة. Says, don't mention the other books by him. طلع الصباح, the sun has risen, so blow out the candle. The sun has risen, so blow out the candle. So in order to be a Muslim today, one has to say, لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. Even if the polytheists dislike it. The same verse is repeated after verse number 32 in Surah At-Tawbah. يريدون أن يطفئوا نور الله بأفواههم. They want to put out the light of Allah with their mouths. وَيَأْبَى اللَّهُ. Allah refuses. Allah refuses. إِلَّا أَن يُتِمَّ نُورَهُ وَلَوْ كَرِيَ الْكَافِرُونَ. Allah refuses but to perfect His light. So instead of putting out the light just keeps growing. You see what happened after 9/11? The Quran was the number one bestseller in many parts of the world. People wanted to know, what is this all about? Not 9/11. I mean, up till today, we don't even know who did it. And we know the rules of engagement. لا تقتلوا طفلا ولا امرأة ولا شيخا ولا أسيفا. The Prophet said, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, don't kill children, don't kill women, don't kill old people. And even al-asif, al-ajir, the person who's going around doing his task, doing his job, as long as he's not aiding in the war effort against the Muslimin. وَقَاتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ الَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَكُمْ وَلَا تَعْتَدُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُعْتَدِينَ. And fight in the way of Allah those who fight you. But do not exceed the limits. Don't break the rules of engagement. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves not those who transgress the limits. وَيَأْبَى اللَّهُ إِلَّا أَن يُتِمَّ نُورَهُ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. So they want to put out the light of Allah with their mouths. Allah refuses except that His light should be completed. That this deen should just keep spreading no matter what they say, no matter what they do, no matter how they destroy our economies or destroy our curricula at our schools, our universities, no matter how much they bomb us, Islam will just keep on and keep on spreading. There's nothing that they can do about it. لَيَبْلُغَنَّ هَذَا الْأَمْرُ مَا بَلَغَ اللَّيْلُ وَالنَّهَارُ. Our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that this matter of Islam will reach those parts of the world that the day and the night have reached. Just absorb that for a moment. This matter, this deen of Islam, will reach those parts of the world that the day and the night have reached. And that includes the north and the south pole. بِعِزِّ عَزِيزٍ. And then he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, وَلَا يَتْرُكُ اللَّهُ بَيْتَ مَدَرٍ وَلَا وَبَرٍ إِلَّا أَدْخَلَهُ اللَّهُ هَذَا الدِّينَ. Allah won't leave one house. مَدَرٍ أو وَبَرٍ. Madr is like your clay brick house, and wabar is like made of straw or hair. So whether it's made of clay, whether it's made of concrete, whether it's made of wood, whether it's made of stone, Allah will not leave one house on this dunya except that He will enter Islam into that house. Now they're carrying it around with them in their pockets. Allahu Akbar. بِعِزِّ عَزِيزٍ. Through the might of one whom Allah has made mighty. أو بِذِلِّ ذَلِيلٍ. Or through the humiliation of one whom Allah has humiliated. عِزًّا يَعِزُّ اللَّهُ بِهِ الْإِسْلَامِ عِزًّا might يَعِزُّ اللَّهُ بِهِ الْإِسْلَامِ with which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes Islam even mightier. وَذُلًّا يُذِلُّ اللَّهُ بِهِ الْكُفْرِ and humiliation with which Allah will humiliate disbelief. So the harder they hit us, Jamaatul Muslimin, the more they try and destroy us, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completes and perfects His light. Even if they spend all their money in the process. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ لِيَسُدُّ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَسَيُنْفِقُونَهَا ثُمَّ تَكُونُ عَلَيْهِمْ حَسْرَةً ثُمَّ يُغْلَبُونَ. Indeed, those who disbelieve, they spend their money to hinder man from the path of Allah. They will spend it all. Allah says they will literally spend all of their money on this project, on this Zionist project. This is a Zionist project. If you look at all the main, the key figures that are running this project, they are all Zionists. Except those that Allahu Alam, I'm just making an estimation. Whether they be Christian Zionists or Jewish Zionists, they are all part of the same project. They are part of the same alliance. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا اليهود والنصارى أولياء بعضهم أولياء بعض ومن يتولهم منكم فإنه منهم. Oh, those of you who believe, do not take the Jews and the Christians as your allies. Those of them who are allies of each other. You show me in the history of the world where Jews and Christians have ever been allies except around Zionism. Nothing else. It's only Zionism that has brought them together. The Christian Zionists and the Jewish Zionists. All Christians are Zionists? Certainly not. In actual fact, mainstream Christianity views Zionism as a heresy, nay, a blasphemy. And strict rabbinical Orthodox Judaism likewise reviews Zionism as a heresy. So, Jamaatul Muslimin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us the glad tidings. We must not lose hope. And in the meanwhile, يَتَّخِذَ مِنْكُمْ شُهَدَى. He takes from you martyrs. Are we losing count? Over 15,000. Two-thirds of them, women and children. Allah has chosen them. Allah has taken them as martyrs. وَلِيُمَحِّصَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. In order that Allah might purify the believers. Get us to wake up, stop playing with our deen. And stand tall. As the last bastion of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with which Allah is going to complete His light. Oh Allah, use us, make use of us for the completion of Your light and do not replace us. Because wallahi nahnu fi ayyam al-istibdal. We are in the days of replacement. We are in the days of replacement. There's an organization that was formed after the Second World War. It's called the RAND Corporation. We have to do our research. We have to do our research. The RAND Corporation. People come and people go, but I noticed two names, Raphael Cohen and Sherry Efron, two big Zionists that are running the so-called program relating to dealing with ideology in the Muslim lands. And I have first-hand information from brothers living in countries in North Africa and the Middle East, particularly the Middle East, where they have first-hand experience with the RAND Corporation coming in and saying, no, we need to change your curriculum at your schools. There was a brother from Saudi Arabia who posted a clip not too long ago. And I'm witness to that. I studied in Saudi Arabia in the 90s. And I saw the school books, the primary school books, they used to have hadith, tafsir, fiqh, usul, all separate subjects taught in detail about Islam. He says, today there's only one subject, Islamic studies. And the main thing they teach you is man qala la ilaha illallah dakhala al-jannah. Whoever says la ilaha illallah, they're going to Jannah. In the meantime, Khatman Ali rave too. Jamaat al-Muslimin, since 2017, and you know, may Allah forgive me for not speaking about this earlier. And I ask forgiveness from those brothers, those ulama that are languishing in prison, not just in Saudi Arabia, but all ulama al-haq, all the ulama of truth that are languishing in Muslim prisons. I mean, it sounds funny, a Muslim prison. Prisons in Muslim lands. I ask you for forgiveness from this platform today that I haven't spoken up earlier. But this is all part of the project, Jamaat al-Muslim. Because this, for them, is the greatest weapon, the weapon of knowledge. Like the poet says, هُوَ الْعَضْبُ الْمُهَنَّدُ لَيْسَ يَنْبُوا تُسِيبُ بِهِ مُقَاتِلَ مَنْ أَرَدْتَّ وَكَنْزٌ لَا تَخَافُ عَلَيْهِ لِصَّى خَفِيفُ الْحَمْلِ يُوجَدُ حَيْتُ كُنْتَ. Said, knowledge is like the Indian scimitar, what they used to call the Saracen sword, the curved sword. It's the best sword, it's the most agile sword, and deadly in battle. Said, knowledge is like the Indian scimitar. تُسِيبُ بِهِ مُقَاتِلَ مَنْ أَرَدْتَ. Whoever you fight with this sword, the sword of knowledge, you will defeat them. وَكَنْزٌ لَا تَخَافُ عَلَيْهِ لِصَّى. And it is a treasure that you have no fear of being stolen. Can you imagine a alim walking through, you know, I'm not going to name an area, I'll just say, through a dangerous place in Cape Town. And his colleague says, for take your knowledge. You know, alhamdulillah, he's safe. As long as he's memorized everything. In fact, that's what made Al-Imam Al-Ghazali memorize everything that he had studied. When he was in a qafila, a caravan, and they were attacked by highway robbers, and he asked the gang leader, the head of the robbers, please don't take my books, this is my knowledge. So the guy laughed at him. He said, if this is your knowledge and I can just take your knowledge away from you, what is it worth? From that day, Imam Ghazali, he memorized everything. In fact, it is said he memorized 12,000 pages in Aqidah alone, in theology alone, before he wrote anything. But anyway, Jamaat al-Muslimin, the point being, ulama al-haq are languishing in many prisons in the Muslim world. Why? Because this is the greatest form of jihad. The other form of jihad, Jamaat al-Muslimin, like I told you, the giant has woken up. But he's tied down. We're just waiting for those shackles and those chains to be broken. Dan khatala sin, what is jihad? You know, look at the hypocrisy. The United States Defense Department, or Ministry, whatever you call it, Defense Department, they have got active recruiters going to high schools, recruiting young people from high school into the United States Defense Force. But anybody else that picks up a gun against them, as they use these soldiers to go and terrorize the world, they call them terrorists. The hypocrisy. What did our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? He said, "Afdalul jihadi kalimatul haqqi 'inda sultanin ja'ir." The greatest form of jihad is a word of truth in the face of a tyrannical ruler. And the strangest thing about what's been happening in Saudi Arabia since 2017 is that Mohammed bin Salman has been locking up people that haven't even said anything. I mean, Salman al-Auda, al-Sheikh Salman al-Auda, Hafizullah Ta'ala, he actually made a tweet when there was trouble between Qatar and Saudi Arabia that Allah guide them to reconcile. He was arrested and he's still in prison up till today. 120 that I know of. of the finest ulama, moderate ulama, not extremists. And what was their greatest crime? Oh, some connection to the Muslim Brotherhood. Now you understand why they had to get rid of Sheikh al-Ra'is Muhammad Mursi, rahimahullah ta'ala. You see, Jamaat al-Muslimin, don't get confused by the fog of war. Don't get confused by the fog of war. The main aim here, like I say, with the Rand Corporation, with its hundreds of millions of dollars that they have. When I was in Somaliland in the year 2000, not Somalia, Somaliland. Actually, Somalia, you know, it's got a five-pointed star. It's actually five countries. Djibouti was annexed by the French. Somaliland was annexed by the British. Somalia was annexed by the Italians. Northern Frontier District, Wajir Garissa and Mandera, was given by the British to Kenya. And Ogaden, which is western Somalia, was given by the British to Ethiopia. When I was in Somaliland, I met the coordinator of the United Nations Development Program. Do you know what he told me to my face? He said to me, you know, we've got a program here in Somaliland. We're working with the elders, the tribal chieftains. But the biggest problem is there's too much Sharia. Wallahi, he said it to my face. There's too much Sharia. We want to bring more cultural, you know, traditional values into their system of law. Too much Sharia. So the Rand Corporation, they made a report in 2004, go look it up, and 2007. 2007 is the most dangerous one. And the whole idea was that, no, we need to reset Islam. We need to bring Islam under control. And how are we going to do that? We're going to support and sponsor the moderate Muslims. Listen to what is a moderate Muslim in their eyes. I will bring it right now in front of you. This is what the Rand Corporation is busy with. Oh no, I've lost my place. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. And I've run out of time as well. Inshallah, we can continue next week with this. Bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. Jamaat al-Muslimin. يريدون ليطفئوا نور الله بأفواههم والله متم نوره ولو كره الكافرون. They want to put out the light of Allah with their mouths. But Allah completes and perfects His light even if the disbelievers dislike it. Islam is spreading. And we must ask ourselves the question, do we want to be a part of it or not? لِأَنْ يَهْدِي اللَّهُ بِكَ رَجُلًا وَاحِدًا خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنْ حُمَرِ النَّعَمِ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِمَّا طَلَتْ عَلَيْهِ الشَّمْسِ. For one person to be guided at your hands, said our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is better in the eyes of Allah than the red camel. I suppose like a red Ferrari. In the other riwayah, for one person to be guided at your hands is better in the eyes of Allah than everything that the sun rises on in the morning. So this is a wake-up call for us to come back to deen, for us to hold on to the indestructible rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to take the message to the rest of the world. There are millions, if not billions of people out there that are being exposed just through what's happening in Gaza. And seeing the beauty of Islam, of the Muslimin of Gaza. They are being inspired to come to the deen of Islam. Let us all be a part of that and help them along. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Inshallah, until next week, I leave you all in the protection of Allah wa akhiru da'wana. And alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please make dua for Muhammad Amin Abrams. He's in ICU. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him complete shifa. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح الله أكبر
الحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب يا ربي يا ستار العيوب استر عيوبنا يا ربي يا غفار الذنوب اغفر ذنوبنا يا ربي يا مفرج الكروب فرج كروبنا يا ربي يا علام الغيوب قنا شر ما أهمنا وغمنا ورزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك يا عليما بخلقك يا خبيرا بخلقك يا لطيفا بخلقك ألطف بنا بما جرت به المقادير إنك على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله لا تظلمن إذا ما كنت مقتدرا فالظلم ترجع قباه إلى الندم تنام عيناك والمظلوم منتبه يدعو عليك وعين الله لم تنم وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله عظمت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صلى عليك الله يا علم الهدى ما هبت النسائم وما ناحت على الأيك الحمائم أما بعد فيا حماة الإسلام وحراس العقيدة إلى أين يا سارة الكرام اسمعوا معي إلى ما قاله مولانا تبارك اسمه في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يريدون ليطفئوا نور الله بأفواههم والله متم نوره ولو كره الكافرون صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ليبلغن هذا الأمر ما بلغ الليل والنهار ولا يترك الله بيت مدر ولا وبر إلا أدخل الله هذا الدين بعز عزيز أو بذل ذليل عزا يعز الله به الإسلام وذلا يذل الله به الكفر أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فيا أخوة الأفاضل إن في أمريكا مؤسسة راند The Rand Corporation as I mentioned in the pre-khutbah and what they would like to see The changes that they are spending millions, if not billions, of dollars on to change the ideology of Islam based on the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, Khair al-Anam, Salawatu Rabbi Salamu Alayhi. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they will spend it all. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفُرُوا يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ لِيَسُدُّوا عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَسَيُنْفِقُونَهَا ثُمَّ تَكُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ حَسْرَةً ثُمَّ يُغْلَبُونَ Indeed, those who disbelieve, they spend their money to hinder man from the path of Allah. They will spend all of it, and then it'll all be in vain, and then they will be defeated. This particular organization, this corporation, the RAND Corporation, it produced... In 2007, it produced a report saying that we need to sponsor and support so-called moderate Islamic trends, which are, number one, people who do not believe in applying the Islamic Sharia. Number two, believe in a woman's freedom to choose a partner and not necessarily a husband. Number three, believes in the right of religious minorities to hold high positions in countries with a Muslim majority. Number four, to support liberal currents. And that includes, of course, LGBTQ and everything that goes along with that. And number five, believes in the traditional religious stream, which is the stream of the common man who prays and has no other interests. But as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the glad tidings, وَيُبَشِّرُنَا هُوَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَى وَدِينِ الْحَقِّ لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْمُشْرِكُونَ صدق الله العظيم. أعود بكم من هناك إلى هنا وما أدراك ما هنا. هنا مدرسة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول فيها الحبيب المصطفى: البر لا يبلى والذنب لا ينسى والديان لا يموت، اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان. ويقول أيضا: كل ابن آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأشهد لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فيا أيها المسلمون، أوصيكم ونفسي المذنبة أولا بتقوى الله تعالى وطاعته، فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اتق الله حيثما كنت، واتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها، وخالق الناس بخلق حسن، واكثروا عباد الله من الصلاة والسلام على سيدي وحبيبي ونور قلبي محمد، طب القلوب ودوائها، وعافة الأبدان وشفائها، ونور الأبصار وضيائها. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وارضى اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعن الحسن والحسين والبدر والحنين، وعن سائر أهله الطيبين الطاهرين، وعن سائر صحابته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وأعلي بفضلك كلمة الحق والدين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المجاهدين في غزة، اللهم ارمي عنهم إذا رموا وسد عنهم إذا رموا، اللهم انصرهم وثبت أقدامهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم تقبل شهداءنا، اللهم ارحم المستضعفين في غزة وفي الضفة الغربية وفي كل مكان من أمة محمد خير الأنام صلوات ربي السلامه عليه. اللهم اجبر كسرهم، اللهم اشفي جرحاهم، اللهم تقبل منهم، اللهم ثبت أقدامهم وأقدامنا على صراطك المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليه من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين، وحسن أولئك رفيق، ذلك الفضل من الله وكفى بالله عليما. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله، وأقم الصلاة. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. استووا اعتدلوا أثابني وأثابكم الله. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترون الجحيم ثم لترونها عين اليقين ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم الله أكبر سمي الله لمن حمده الله 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 أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا الله سمي الله لمن حمده الله 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 أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله نستغفر الله نستغفر الله نستغفر الله اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذو الجلال والإكرام سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم عليك توكلنا وإليك نبنا وإليك المصير اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى من أيدي الصهاينة الحاقدين الظالمين المجرمين اللهم أوقف عدوانهم على على إخواننا في غزة وفي الضفة الغربية وفي أرض فلسطين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين.